Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song.
Oh.
Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful.
Yeah.
To give a piece to the beats, it's time to call blow.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive or motivational stack to see successful guests promote or self-masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Everyone, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in the remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone to the forum tonight. Peace and greetings to you guys. So good to be here live in the remix tonight. Wow. What an amazing weekend, everyone. Peace and greetings to everyone. Let me go ahead and give out the call-in number. I see many of you are on the call line, so I want to give out the call-in number so you know exactly how to get yourself over and come and join us here. So 646-652-2711 is the call-in number. That's going to get you locked into the remix. If you're an international caller and you're calling, and it doesn't matter from where in the world you're calling from, all you have to do is dial the U.S. country code 646-652-2711, and yeah, that's going to get you locked in. Also, I want to let you know the chat room is open and the Remix family is in the house, certainly sure to make you feel welcome and right at home. If you're a guest and you're joining us in the platform for the very first time, let me be the first to say welcome. Welcome to the Remix, everyone. It is so good to be here on Sunday night. And also, I want to remind you, if you're new and you're listening to the Remix, that all you have to do is, once you get in the chat room, is click the link at the very bottom that says sign up, tell us who you are, and come on in. Everybody will make you feel right at home. Right at home, right at home. Peace and greetings, everyone. So glad that you guys could be joining here. I'm getting myself all situated. It's been an amazing, super, crazy, wonderful, loving weekend, and I am so excited to be here with everyone here tonight, joining us here live in the forum. So a couple of things I want to cover. First of all, I want to go ahead and give big, big, big shots out. We did the Soul Sisters live online retreat yesterday on Saturday night. And boy, oh boy, wow. I don't want to get all emotional here. It was so amazing. The Soul Sister Workshop was there. It was all sold out. Sisters from all over the planet, all over the globe, showed up for this. It was simply, simply amazing. This was a long-time dream of mine, you know. It was so much love and so much light. In fact, it was so much love and so much light. I got an email from one of the sisters who was there. She said, after the workshop, her computer completely, when we did the surge, her computer completely went out. She had to do a whole system restore. She said she's not mad. She enjoyed every single moment of it. And tons of you sisters from all over the world that attended the workshop, it was so heartfelt and so loving. It was truly, truly an honor to be in the presence of so many amazing, wonderful soul sisters. And it was beautiful. And Esther did her thing. She dropped it. As you know, myself and Esther hosted it. And Esther did her thing. She did her thing. And she dropped it. She dropped it. It was such a beautiful, beautiful experience to just be in the presence of so many amazing, wonderful, loving soul sisters there. It was truly, truly heartfelt. Heartfelt. So it was great. It was great. Words cannot describe. This has been a long-time dream of mine, and so I thank all of you soul sisters out there who showed up and showed out. It was an amazing experience, and so much love to all of you. So much love to all of you who participated in it. And the replays will be ready soon. We're getting that ready. That will be going out to you this week. So those who attended, they'll be going out to you later. It'll be available for you this week. So yes, 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 yes. Also, I want to talk about Friday night show because this is the other thing hot on the press. We have a lot of things that are so hot on the press here with the Remix family. But we have this Friday night show. As you know, myself and Esther, we both host Friday night show. And Friday night show was about Pump It or Dump It. And that was so much fun as well. That was that was crazy insane, I tell you. Got messages from you guys all over the world. The brother, Kevin, on Twitter said he hasn't laughed this hard in so long. It was so much fun. And so I guess, you know, we're going to go ahead and kind of take a hold on that. We're going to be doing some more, you know, Pump It or Dump It. That was really, really fun. So I want to remind you that tonight's show, as well as Friday night show, is available for you. All you have to do is download. That's all you have to do. You can do that a couple of ways. One of the ways that you can download the show is you come right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's real simple. www.blogtalkradio.com/TheRemix is how it's going to get you over here to the Remix. That's one of the ways. And once you come here, it's a couple of things you can do. You can click the link, subscribe to the Remix page, hear the show. You can listen to it live, download it yourself. You can also go over to iTunes, which is super cool. Go over to iTunes. It'll have a list of all the Remix shows I've ever done, like from the bottom to the top, like all of it. Everything is going to be wrapped up in there. And you can listen to all of those shows over there, and it is so many. I cannot even tell you, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. But you can go over there and anything that you can think of, those brothers and sisters who are doing the work all over the planet, many yourself, any subject you can think of, anything that comes to mind, you can go over there and you can listen to the shows, and that'll be really, really cool. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want to kind of send some love and messages out to everyone. We talked about this earlier in the year, but tornadoes are going on right now in Arkansas, and I want everyone to stay safe, and I want our family to stay safe across the whole region. That's Arkansas, Mississippi, Tennessee. It is going down, and even some heading towards Texas and coming this way as well. So definitely want you to stay safe. And to be in that place so that you can stay safe. So that's going to be real, real important for the whole family there, the whole Remix family, you know. So we're going to send some love and light out to you as it gets mixed up over there. So, you know, it's really, really these high winds and these twisters, because that's exactly what they are. They're twisters. Twisters coming along. And, yeah, want you to stay safe on that end. We'll be talking more about that throughout the show as well, too. So that 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Tonight, as you know, we're going to be chatting and chilling. Yeah, just kind of chatting and chilling. I'll be taking your calls here as well, too. So getting on the phone lines is cool, but, you know, want you guys to talk about what's going on with you also this weekend. How's your weekend been going? It's been an amazing weekend. just simply amazing. It's been one of the best times. So much fun, you know, spending time together and doing that. So also want to give big ups to Self-Invested. Where's my Self-Invested bell? I think it's time to ring the bell. That's for everyone who is self-invested. We will be resuming our self-invested coming up this weekend. We didn't have a self-invested because, of course, the workshop this week. But big ups to self-invested and definitely much love to all of the priestess, my divine loving priestess, powerful sisters out there, soul sisters too. Big up to all of them and all of you in the remix as well. So tornadoes are going on right now. I want you guys to be safe. Arkansas, be safe. The whole region, Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas. We have a lot of remix family in that area. So we want to send love out to them as they hunker down, as they say, in that particular area. So much love, you guys. It's so good to be here. We're going to listen to some music. We're going to dance, get into the share there. I think we covered everything. Want to give some international shots to all of our international listeners all over the world. It's so good to know that you guys are out there. And every time I see one new country that comes on board, and whether I'm connecting with you here or if it was a session that we're connecting in, I just want to send love out to all of our international family all over the world. And just so glad you guys are in the house. And don't forget, you can also Skype in. Don't Skype me, but you can Skype in. And so just come over to the Remix page and click the Skype button. That's going to get you locked in. So you can Skype in. And you can Skype in. That's a great thing to do. You can Skype right on in, and we'll get you in there as well, too. So everybody looks like they're doing well. Doing beautiful tonight. doing beautiful tonight. Yes, yes, yes. So we're going to listen to some music here. But I do want to remind you, it is Sunday night. And you know what happens on Sunday night? We take the Kim deck. The Kim deck orders go in tonight. So for those of you who do not have a Kim deck, let me just say, I don't even know where you live. Like, really, I don't know what part of the cosmos you're in, but you definitely need to get this, especially in these times. It will keep you current. It will keep you knowing your magic, living your life with a purpose, and it will keep you connected. So this is very, very important for you to do, to have this Kim deck as one of your tools, especially in times like this. You can look in the show notes and get everything there for the Kim deck, the audio workbook, all of that. That information is there. www.msblueblast.com/cards is where you can go. We're just taking it easy here tonight. And that's what we're doing. Live in the remix, we're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, and then we're going to jam a little bit. We're going to jam a little bit, listen to a little bit of Baby Blue live in the remix.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue, and remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
So true, so true. Yes, yes, yes. All right. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. So we're going to listen to some music. We're going to take it easy tonight, you know. We're going to do it. We're going to take it easy. We'll take it easy. And listen to a little bit of jams here, live in the remix.
I know.
like doing stuff like that. Wow, that was so much fun. We had so much fun over here in the chat room, kind of getting it in, had the Soul Train line kind of going. We was getting it in. Peace and love to everyone out there. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in the remix. Now, I want to talk about where we are before we open up the phone lines, because I will be opening up the phone lines. So you definitely want to get on the phone lines and press 1. But I want to talk about where we are right now. We are actually towards the end of April, April 2014. Can you believe it? Today is April. So no matter what part of the world you're in or where you're at, we're in April. And so this is really, really a good time to kind of take that pause, you know, kind of sit back a little bit, kind of lean back a little bit and enjoy your life. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy where we are. We're about to get into warmer temperatures for most of the hemispheres that are out there. We're really getting ready to change or shift into that season. So it doesn't matter where you are on the continent, whether you're in a season of spring, summer, winter, or fall. It doesn't matter where you are. We are about to enter into this energy. So tonight, I want to talk about some F's. I want to talk about the letter F, and this is a time, this is a perfect time during April for you to F it. And when I talk about F it, here are some things that you need to F. You need to work on trying to freshen things up. This is the beautiful time for you to begin to freshen up your wardrobe, freshen up your yard, you know, take care of your yard, you know, your grass and your trees, if you have that, the front yard and the backyard, you know, really get out there and start to work with earth energy. This is a beautiful time to raise that frequency of earth energy at this particular time. It is also another time to F. And focus, you know, to stay focused, you know, start to think about some of those things. Maybe pick not 20 different projects, not 100 projects, but maybe one or two projects for you to begin to work on, you know, and really kind of focus on those two projects, because this is some good energy that we're coming into that really will open things up for you. The other F is also finances. Now, this is a tricky one sometimes. Sometimes we think if we don't pay attention to our finances, if we don't look at it, if we don't have any kind of connection with it, then we don't have to be held responsible for anything that's going on and things will just appear. Well, there's a difference between focusing on your finances and focusing on money, because finances is something that you actually have. This is you. You did the finance. This is you focusing on your finances. So take a look. See where you're spending the bulk of your money. Is your money just kind of going out the window? You know, are you using your money on lunchtime, just going out? I know when we were teaching a self-invested class, and Brother Bilal and myself, we did the Money Magic Kit, which was so powerful. We talked about these things, about where does your money go? Look at your finances as to what's coming in and what's going out. Are you eating all your money up? You know, running to the store every single day? Are you constantly going out for breakfast in the morning before you go to work? And then you're going to lunch during lunchtime, and then you're picking up something coming home. Where are your finances going? You know, where are you spending your finances at? Is it going just video games? You know, are you a gamer? Do you sit down and just game all day? And every new game that comes out, you're going out, you're purchasing new games. And that's okay what you want to spend your finances on, but take a look so you know where it is. Is it going to purses and pocketbooks? Is it going to you just wasting it and really not knowing how your finances is going? You know, where is your finances going? So take a look at that. The other F, what is going on, is it's a great time to do some funky feng shui. And you guys know how I feel about feng shui, but it's time for some clearing, getting rid of those old things. This is a great time to take a look at the clothes in your closet and really to get rid of those pieces that you know you haven't wore in 20, 30 years. You know some of the things are too small, some things are too big, some things are too worn out, and some things you just don't have a style for anymore, or maybe you just don't have a taste for it anymore. It's time for you to begin to start looking at those things in your closet and really start to focus on that area. You know, one of the things that's very helpful is instead of just buying things that you like, that you start to build yourself a wardrobe, you know, so you can have pieces that interchange that really fit your personality, who you are, things that really enhance your spirit and what you're about, and you can have fun learning about the different colors and how the colors make you feel and certain different kinds of metals, whether it be gold or silver, or whether it's copper. You know, all of these wonderful things are things to begin to think about. And then the other F that I want to kind of put on your mind tonight is also don't forget to have fun during the process. Don't forget to have fun, because if you're not having fun, then simply what are you doing? What are you doing anyway if you're not having fun? So you want to make sure that you're having fun through this process, and I think that is really, really great. So it's some beautiful things to think about at this particular time. Take a look at some of those F's and really, really begin to just kind of work in that way. I'm going to open up the phone lines now. We're chatting and chilling tonight. That's what we're doing, just taking it real easy here tonight. It's been a beautiful weekend. I'm still high on everything from the show, still very high from the Soul Sisters Workshop, and and everything that's going on, I apologize, and everything that's going on, it looks like the board's over here doing something crazy. So we're going to go to the phone lines, I'm just going to kind of jump around here. I'm going to go to the caller calling in from area code 773. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 773? We'll go to the next caller. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 203. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, Miss Lou. How are you? It's me, Trisha, calling from Tampa.
Okay, greetings. Do you have me on speakerphone?
Oh, my God. Yes, I do. Hold on. Let me fix it.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, yes. Greetings to you.
Greetings, Ms. Boo. First, I want to tell you, great cheer yesterday. It was beautiful. I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
My energy for today. And
beautiful.
Also, I've been wanting to tell you, I'm sorry, Ms. Boo, at you, but I don't know if it sounds crazy. Let me know if it sounds darkened or whatever, but I had a dream about you the other night, right?
No, not at all.
You had came to my house. My house was not clean, and you came upstairs, and you was like, okay, first thing, I want you to clean up this house. And then there was this guy, and you was like, I was like, I don't want this guy in my house. And you was like, you need to let this man in. And I'm like, no. But then, you know, I got disturbed out of my sleep. But it was a crazy dream, because I never met you, and even in my dream, I still didn't see your face, but I knew it was you because it was your energy.
Well, that doesn't sound weird to me. I do hear those stories often, and they're beautiful. I love it, you know. I want to ask you, what do you think the dream meant? I want you to kind of tell me what the dream meant, Patricia.
I felt like you were telling me kind of my shit. But my house, it was just like everything, you know. Not just the physical of my house, it's everything.
Yeah, yeah, that's powerful. That's real powerful.
She wants to talk to you as well.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, I've been wanting to tell you about that dream. You know, I mean, one day we probably didn't, and I just don't know, you know.
Yeah, but that's really beautiful. Make sure you take heed to that, and definitely, clean your sacred space, and, you know, that brother that's coming in your life, you know, let him in.
Okay, that's what that was. All right. Hold on, Miss Boone. I'm greeting. Okay. Good night. I love you.
Love you too.
Your energy.
All right, beautiful. Are you going to put somebody
else
on?
Yes, I am. I'm going to put my mom on. Hold on.
Okay, your mom is coming. Okay.
Hello, hi, Miss Boone.
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line?
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Great. Just to let you know that I'm the mom for Trish and Dakita.
Uh-huh.
I know you weren't aware that I'm their mom. Okay. So, she does? Okay. I know you got my email, and the show was just fantastic.
Oh,
I mean,
the sisters workshop. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean the workshop. I'm sorry. Really sweet to me and my daughters in, you know, a lot of areas.
Oh.
And it just was very powerful. But one of my main reasons for wanting to speak to you, are you doing readings tonight?
Yes, I am. Everybody wants to know you, for you to tell them who you are. I know who you are, but tell them who you are.
Oh, I'm Norma. And,
Norma.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm calling from CT.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. Yes, I am doing readings tonight. So, and I'm so glad that you and your daughters were able to share in that very powerful experience at the Soul Sister Workshop. That touches my heart. That's beautiful. Yeah, thank you. We've been getting feedback from everybody all over the world, and it's just been really, really amazing. We love it. We love it. We love you guys. We do. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you for the love. You know, we need it. We need that love. So
yes, we do.
Thank you for that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So would you be able to give me a reading tonight?
Yes, yes. I will give you a reading. Yes, ma'am. Tell me what's going on. We can take a look here.
It's at the job. I'm still having an issue on the job, and I would just like to find out, you know, what is really going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so still having problems on the job, same woman. I see there's other people involved at this time, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Okay, so here's a couple of things that I want you to keep in mind when it comes to you and where it comes to where you're working at. It's a couple of things. One, I want you to really kind of make up your mind about whether or not you want to be there or not, because this is a big part of what problems are happening for you, Norma, is that a part of you wants to be there and a part of you do not. So we know any time that we have this type of energy going on, then certain things will begin to attract, magnetize certain things that are going on. And what I want you to do is I want you to focus on you. Because mm-hmm. what happens is because your sister who really has a lot of energy, and so you're able to pick up on other people's feelings and their emotions. But what's happening is you've allowed their energy to come in, and it's beginning to cause you the distortion in your own life. And that shouldn't be the case, because you have your children, you have yourself, you have your grandchildren. You have a lot of things going on in your life for you to focus your energy on. And every time that you give energy to something that you do not want in your life, what you're doing is you're sending mixed messages to the universe. You're saying, send me more of this drama. So here's what I want you to do. Do you like to read, Norma?
Can you repeat yourself?
I said, do you like to read?
Yes, I do.
Okay. This is what I want you to do. I want you to go find a good romance novel, and I want you to read that. And the reason I want you to read that is because you need a way to take you completely out of your reality, something that is going to take you somewhere else that you can read. It can be lighthearted for you. You can laugh. You can enjoy it. And you cannot take it serious, because this gives you another focus when you're at work. It's to have a book that you enjoy and begin to read. Just read. Just a book that is a funny romance, kind of lighthearted book, and I want you to focus on that energy and putting your energy into reading that book and that story, because too much of your energy is going out to what other people are doing on your job, and that's a waste of your energy. Now, after you read this book, what's going to happen is you're going to see things a completely different way. I just need this to sort of kind of give you something else to focus on while you're at work. Because a lot of this is true. They are thinking these things that you think. Understand me. Trust me. Miss Blue knows. What you're picking up from them is absolutely true. But here's two things I want you to remember. They can't hurt you, and they can't do anything to you. That's it. They can't do anything to you. So people are allowed to think what they want. You just need to stop being inside of their space. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense, but I'm such a sensitive person that,
that's what I'm telling you.
It's more than the thought process, that there is stuff that I'm smelling that it's really interfering with my being.
Because, one, you don't want to be there anymore, and so you've allowed this manifestation to go deeper into what's going on there. So here's something I would tell you to do. Either A, start looking for another job, because it's becoming unhealthy for you. You understand? I'm not telling you to quit, because I don't want you to do that. I want you to start looking for a place that you will feel better. Or I want you to start, like I said, taking books with you to work and reading and focusing on those books, because you're focusing too much on things that is a waste of your time. One of the things that you can begin to focus on is really start to focus with your daughters and maybe getting some of these young girls together and sharing your stories and things that you've learned about life with them.
Okay.
You need something else to focus on, because you don't waste all your magic on them people at work. Don't waste it on them. That's a waste. Trying to pick up what you smell, trying to pick up what they got going on in their mind, that's a waste. That's a waste of time. Don't waste your beautiful energy on that when you have so many people out here who can use what you have to help them in their lives, to move themselves forward. Don't throw pearls to swines. Don't do it. That's a waste of time.
Okay.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, you can't change them, and they don't want to change. But it may be time for you to move on somewhere else.
I already started looking, you know, because I realized that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's time for you to rebuild. It's time for you to rebuild and nurture yourself some more. You know, spend some time, you know, take your time. Be, you know, go outside and be in the grass, or look at the flowers, or take a walk, or go to the park. You know, do some things for yourself. Go get a massage. Yeah, this is the perfect time. Maybe get a facial. You know, these are the kind of things that I want you to begin to focus on. Focus on you. Take that energy and give all of that love back to people who really, really want to have that love and have that wisdom for you, because you have so much of it. Yes.
Okay. I saw my mom sometime last week, and she was sad.
Mm-hmm. And your mother is on the other side?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your mother is sad because of what you're doing. The sadness is coming from you focusing on giving all of this energy to someone else. But your mother is, she's happy, but she doesn't like some of the things that are going on. So her sadness is just a reflection of what you're feeling. So what mother would not be sad if their child is not sad?
Okay.
Yeah. So find that place of happiness for yourself. It's definitely time for you to do it. If it's getting to the point where it's distorting you that much at work, find another job. You can do it. You found that one, you'll find another one.
Oh, sure, sure.
You'll find another one.
All right.
Well, peace and love to you. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
All right. Peace and love. Peace and love. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 612. You're live in the mix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 612. We can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, this is Emma Ahava.
Okay, greetings to you. Greetings. Greetings.
I was daydreaming. I don't know where my mind was, but my mind was somewhere else. This is my second time actually getting through to you guys. I was on last night. I was the one talking about the planet and everybody being gone for one day, you know, the wicked people. I was wondering about,
okay.
Well, actually, I've been cleaning people and trash out my closet for the last past 2 years. And I'm still moving. I was wondering about my mother and my father.
Mm-hmm.
My father I never knew, and my mother passed away, and we wasn't on good terms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's a couple of things I want to say to you. I love the way you said you've been cleaning out your closet and things for 2 years. I'm like, man, I want to see that closet.
It was like almost 40 years worth of stuff. So.
Yeah, well, that's a good releasal for you. Definitely a good releasal for you. One of the main things that I see for you, when it comes to sort of the situation of you and your mother. By the way, your mom is saying that even though she didn't agree with a lot of choices you made in your life and how you did them, you still were her daughter. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay. That you still were her daughter and she still loves you. She still loves you. The love never stopped. A lot of the things that your mother did and really, really disagreed with what you were doing was for your own protection. And that was the reason that she stood fast in a lot of her decisions she made about choices you were making in your life. And to some degree, you remind her a lot of herself when she was younger. And that's what mothers do. We try to not have our daughters go through the same mistakes we went through, you know. And there was a part of you dying to get to that same mistake.
Okay.
Yeah. So the main thing I want you to also take with you is that you're not in competition to be a better mother than your mother. And there's a
right.
part of you that still feels that you have something to prove when it comes to how well you take care of yourself and being a mother. And your mom wants you to know that, hands down, you got it.
Okay, thank you. No, what about my daddy?
That's definitely, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Well,
you know, I appreciate it.
Do you have me on speakerphone? By chance?
Hold on. I think I do. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
I think I did. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay. The other thing, when it comes to your father, and this is a big part of why you try to make such a big presence in everything that you do in your life, because you feel like you're kind of the motherless child or the parentless child, like you, your mom is gone, you don't know who your dad is, so you're fighting the world. It's time for you to stop fighting. You don't have to kick the door in every time you walk into a place. You know, you can come. You're good enough, and you're worthy enough to be anywhere that you choose to be. It doesn't matter. You don't owe that explanation to anyone. When it comes to that situation for your father, I do see that there is someone who possibly knows who he is and how to contact him. And I know you called in to kind of ready for this answer. At this point in your life, it probably is best at this time that you did grow up the way you did and you don't know him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but I do see that someone in the family does know who he is and how to get in contact with him and that side of the family. I'm sorry?
On my side of family? Or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been asking, but no one knows anything, so I don't know.
Well, it's a reason. It was a lot of different situations that are there. And, you know, sometimes things happen in our lives. And one of the things I know for sure is that we do choose our mothers and our fathers. And so this is a big part of the experience that you did come back. And it has helped you to grow quite a bit because
of this
experience.
You said I came back?
I said this is the part, yes, came back, yes.
Okay, so what was I before I came back? Or who was I before I came back?
Well, that's a whole nother conversation that you don't even want to entertain. Yeah, you don't want that. You don't believe in reincarnation. So we're not going to have a conversation that you're not open to. But I do know that you're open to hearing about what's going on with you right now because you have entered into a new cycle. And this cycle really calls for you to humble yourself as a new beginner and really take heed to those people in your life. And I know you've seen that, especially when it comes to your work. Mm-hmm. Especially when it comes to your work, it comes to how you're making a living, where you're going to live. All of these things are changing for you. And so this is the opportunity to really, really open your heart and sit in the position as the student, which is something you never wanted to be.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's where you're going to get your... You're going to get your jewels there, you know, if you could really humble yourself at this time in your life so you can see the people around you that really are trying to help you and share love with you and to give you insight.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Well, that's what I have for you. You're welcome. Peace and love, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, hold the line, peace and love. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like from area code 765. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello, greetings, who's on the line?
Hello?
Hello?
This is Desiree, can you hear me?
I can, Hello? Desiree, I certainly can. Yes, Desiree, I can hear you.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry, a little bit overwhelmed. Well, all right. I actually called for a reading tonight.
Okay, all right. Well, what's going on with you, Desiree?
I want to know why is it that I don't seem to trust myself? Being married and having children are the only time I've ever felt like, wow, I did something that's awesome, it's done. But everything from the new business I'm trying out to what I'm cooking for dinner, I'll second guess it, and it's getting a little bit monotonous now. It's like, why do I do this?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. Everyone around me is like that. Why am I like that?
Okay. Do you have me on speaker?
No, ma'am. I am using a cell phone, and I think that could be my problem.
Okay. It could be kind of I heard a little echo. Okay. So you want to know why you don't trust yourself. Well, here's a couple of things I want to tell you about trusting, why it's difficult for you to get in the position to trust yourself. I want you to first tell me what you think. Why you think you can't trust yourself?
I feel like sometimes I make bad decisions, not even on purpose. I'll do something thinking, yes, I researched it, this is great, and it falls through. And it's like, okay, well, you suck. You made a bad decision.
Mm-hmm. So you can't trust yourself because you said you've made bad decisions. And have you learned anything?
Yes. Mostly I've learned to trust my first mind, which is actually weird in its own way. If I can trust my first mind and leave other people's, what I think someone else wants or needs out of it, it'll be okay. But it never really sticks. I still, even the next day, it'll go, well, I should make pasta. I don't know. Well, he won't like pasta. It's,
what is your first
what is,
mind?
What?
What is your first mind? Tell us. Tell us what your first mind is.
I would say it's my spirit telling me to, my spirit trying to guide me the right way, but I don't listen. I even catch myself not doing it.
Do you think, well, let me tell you, I won't say do you think. It's only because of control. That's why. Because you want to control. You want to control everything. So that's why you don't trust yourself, because you want to be in control of everything. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
It does. And then here's the other thing I want you to do. I want you to stop playing the victim. Just because you make a decision and someone else doesn't like it, it doesn't mean that you go to don't trusting yourself. That just means that they didn't like the decision that you made. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah. Yes, no, ma'am. There's a conversation I had with my husband. That makes sense.
Yeah, because what you do is you instantly, when someone don't want to do things your way, you play the victim. And so I want you to tell me one thing that you got control over. And be honest, what is one thing that you actually have control over?
I'd have to say myself, what I want to do. I can actually start the process of anything that I want to do.
You have control over yourself, yet you don't listen to yourself.
Yes, that's ridiculous.
That's not even possible. Do you have control over your heart?
No, I feel like my heart leads me in a direction. Those are the best decisions I've made. Like, my heart told me that my husband was my husband.
Your heart told you your husband was your husband.
Like, that's what I felt. It was not, like, it was not on paper in my mind like I like to do. It was not part of my list or anything like I like to do. It was just a feeling that I listened to and was quite right.
Okay, so you have control over yourself, right? That's what you said.
Yes.
So you have control over yourself, but you can't make your heart stop beating.
No.
So wouldn't that mean that you don't have control over yourself?
Yes, that would. I figure I do have control over myself, but no, I don't, because I can't make it stop doing anything that it does.
That's right. You really can't. You can't. But, you know, Let me ask you a question, because it's interesting. Whenever I find someone who struggles with control issues, do you like when someone tells you every single thing you're supposed to do, what time to get up, what time to go to bed, what to cook, what to do? Do you like when that's being done to you?
No, I've never liked that.
Matter of fact, you hate somebody trying to control you, but you want control.
Yes.
So how can you want something that you're not willing to do? Because if you had it your way, you would control your man. You'd control your children. You'd control everybody. Hell, you'd be trying to control my ass.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah. So you have to really kind of step back. This is not about you not trusting yourself. That's about you throwing a temper tantrum because things don't go your way. And so then you go into the victim mode, and this is why you don't trust.
That makes a lot of sense.
It's really about you putting on your big girl panties and just realizing such shit is just what it is. That's it. And control is not something to be manipulated. That's where the indecisiveness is. You have to learn how to go with the flow of life. You have to ride the cosmic wave. So that means that if you decide this is what you want to cook for dinner, and your husband comes home and says, I don't want that, you ride the wave and you say, okay, what would you like? That's not like, oh, gosh, I can't trust myself. I just knew you would like this, because that's what you do. You go into this whole big song and dance. You don't want a robot. You don't want a Stedford husband and a Stedford baby. You want a living husband and a living family, so you have to be living with them. So, tell me something you really feel you have control over. Be honest, because this will really, really help you. What do you really feel you have control over? Are you still there? She's still there. We don't hear her. But she's still there. So that's what I'll say to you, Miss Blue. I want you to just focus on, you know, really kind of riding the waves and not beating yourself up because someone else didn't like what you decided. It's not about control, you know. It's about really giving and receiving. So peace and love to you. Peace and love. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from Erica 02. You're live in the remix.
Hello, this is Tierra. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Tia. Greetings, Tia. What's going on with you?
Well, that's what I was calling. Hopefully you can tell me. Well, I wanted to call. I was calling in tonight to see if I could get like a mini reading down on what's going on with my life. You know, as far as, like, career, love, and finances.
You want career, love, and damn finances. Okay. Career, love, and finances. Okay, well,
not career,
first
love, and finances. Career and finances are the same thing, but just like a general reading, like, what do you see me headed, you know, positive things that I should be looking out for, and you know, maybe some negative things that I should be watching out for, like, you know, whatever.
Wait a minute. What was your name again?
Tierra.
So, Tierra, what do you really want? Because now you telling me how to do the reading. What do you really want, Tierra?
Well, okay. I have a couple of issues, right? The first issue is
Hold on. I want you to slow down because I'm going to do the you want me to do a reading for you, right? Because if you knew the problem, you would know the solution, right? And you don't. So
take a step back.
Just pause for a second. The main thing that is causing all of this drama in your life is you like LL Cool J. I need love. That's what it is.
You're so right.
That's what it is. We can cut through all this other shit. We can get rid of all of that. We can get down to the bare bones. That's
well,
what this is about.
Let's get down to the nitty-gritty.
Yeah, this is really about love. It really is. It's about sort of this whole expression of love. But the big thing, and interesting enough, I will say this, is that there is a struggle. You want something, but you don't want to give. You want something, but you don't want to give. But I also want to ask you that, and I'll tell you why I say that. Why couldn't you just say that? Because you know that in your heart, that's what it was.
Yeah, well, I didn't look at it like that. I was looking at, like, each individual issue in its own and trying to figure out what it is that I need to do about each issue. But love is part of it because I don't feel like I have anybody in my corner.
What about you? You're not in your corner?
Well, I struggle with mental illness, so it's like a roller coaster for me trying to be in my corner, you know. So, battling with taking medications and balancing out my mood and things like that. So I've been going on a roller coaster for like the last 2 months with this. And, you know, one thing that's been affected by it is my job. I keep leaving work early. I've reduced my days to just working one day, but I can't even work that one day.
Okay. So here's a couple of things that I want you to think about. And I don't want you to be so comfortable. And I want you to take this in all honesty. I don't want you to be so comfortable with saying that you have mental illness.
Right. And you know what? I'm not actually comfortable with it. I'm not comfortable with it because I fight with the doctors to say that I can do it on my own.
Hold on. And this is, I'm not telling you to do it on your own. But what I'm saying is you were very comfortable because you said that. That was your reason. You said, you know, it's hard for me to be in my own corner because I have mental illness. So I want you to understand, don't be so comfortable with that title. I'm not being comfortable with the title and getting help for something you need is two different things. You feel what I'm saying? So this is not necessarily about fighting the doctors. I'm talking about you. There's a big difference. There's a big difference in that. Because you said that you're not in your own corner, and I need you to change that. That's what we need to work on. We need you first to get in your own corner, and then we can get everybody else to come in the damn corner with you. But if you ain't over there, I can't make nobody else go over there, because they ain't going to go. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Okay. So here are some of the things that I want to talk to you about. This is about love. And even what you're calling mental illness, a lot of this comes from self-denial that you grew up with. And a lot of things about holding things in and not speaking your truth.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want you to tell me about when you were 15. What happened?
As far as what?
You think about it. 15, what happened? That's a significant time in your life. What happened when you were 15 years old?
Well, when I was 15, I was going to, I got out of military boarding school. My mother had put my sister and I in military boarding school. I left there, and I was in public school. But during that age of 15 and 16 years old, I did start to develop clairvoyance abilities, but I didn't understand it.
Yes.
I didn't understand it until I got older, until like about a year or so ago. And then I always reflect mm-hmm. back to then when I would have visions and things like that.
Yes. Yes. Here's one of the things that I want to tell you, and that's very powerful that you have that recognition and you understand that. One of the things that I will make a suggestion with you, I am a holistic practitioner, but I'm not a medical doctor. But one of the things I would suggest to you is to find you a good naturopathic doctor to work with.
Okay.
You need to find a good naturopathic doctor to work with, because a naturopathic doctor will be able to look at things from both ways. And you can also find in therapy a lot of therapists that really deal with a lot of the different modalities that are more holistic that you can begin to look with, because I just don't feel mental illness from you. I don't get that. Now, I do feel there is a chemical imbalance that is going on. And sometimes when people get on medication, I'm not against Western medicine, but sometimes it's needed to help balance you out until you can really take it over and begin to do it yourself. But I want you to start taking that walk. You understand? And a part of taking that walk is to start taking with the ownership with yourself. So put some things in place for yourself. You need to have a save me list of songs that you can write, that you can play. I want you to really, really, songs that make you feel love, that make you feel joy, that uplift you. You need to begin to put those things in there. The other thing I want you to do is to really do a lot of feng shui. Do a lot of feng shui of clearing old things, things that really begin to be as trigger points for you. And that area, when it comes to your mother, is a very sensitive area for you, because you blame her for where you are right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
And this is what I want. This is what, and thank you for being honest, because this is what is driving the mind out of balance, is because you haven't released that. It's okay for you to say that that's what's going on, that you blame her for sending you away to a military boarding school. You blame her for that. It traumatized you. It is okay for you to say that. It is okay for you to let that out. It is okay to say at 15 years old, at the age you were, you didn't understand what she was doing or how she was doing. It's okay. Now, your mother may never be accepting of that. That's okay, too. But you have got to get this out of you. You've got to let all of these thoughts, all of these things, because as soon as something triggers you to take you back to those moments, that's when you lose it.
Yeah. And, you know, I work with a therapist on a weekly basis, and during my therapy sessions, I've learned to just say, I forgive my mother. She's not the one to be the blame of it.
I'm not so much for that forgiveness. 'Cause let me ask you a question. What does forgiveness mean to you?
Being able to let go of the past and be able to move forward with your future and forgive the ones that hurt you and forget about it.
Okay. Are you willing to let go of your mother?
I am. Not out of my life.
No,
but...
that's what I'm talking about, out of your life.
No, I'm not willing to let her go out of my life, because she's...
Are you willing to... Hold on. Are you willing to let go of yourself?
No, I need to hold on to myself.
Okay. So two things you said. You said forgiveness is to let go. So you're sending a message to your mind that when you forgive somebody, you got to let them go and move on. That's why it's not working. Forgiveness is not about the other person. It is about you. And understanding that it's okay if you want to say at this time, I'm not ready to forgive her. Forgiving is about forward giving. It's about giving in the future. That's what forgiving is about. But you've got to be completely honest with yourself about where you are. And not just because somebody tells you that you need to forgive your mother, let it go, and move on.
Okay.
Just be completely honest about maybe I'm not to that point where I can fully do that, if that be the case.
Yeah.
Because the whole, the root, yeah. If it was that easy, you would have already done it. You'd have told the therapist, thanks, peace, I'm out. I'm done. you'd have been
well,
done
if easy. It was that easy. It's not that easy to let go of my therapist because I have other issues that I deal with, like working, holding down jobs.
Listen
like
to what I'm saying. I'm not telling you to let go of your therapist. See, there you go again. I'm not telling you that. I think you need to keep working with your therapist. What I'm telling you is to be completely honest with your therapist. Don't play games.
Yeah, and that's why, see, I've been seeing my therapist for the last 5 years, and I've grown to, we grew a relationship stronger than just patient versus doctor. So, you know, I confide a lot in her
Listen to what I'm saying. I'm not concerned about your personal relationship. I'm concerned about you being your own corner. And if you're going to a therapist for 5 years and you cannot honestly say you're in your own corner, then I say get you another therapist. Because this ain't about friendship. Y'all can keep being friends. You need to find someone who's going to be effective and helping you be effective in your own life. Because you are being infected by your own effects. This is cause and effect. So what's at the root of this is love. And this love starts with you. It's really about understanding about you, but you have to be honest. You have to be completely honest. So I would say take that question, work with your therapist there, because you need some divine exchanges that's going to happen. So peace and love to you. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Thank you for calling in. Peace and love. All right. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 317. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello? Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
My name is Adrian.
Okay. Greetings, Adrian. I can.
Okay. And I was wanting to know if I – hello?
Yes.
Okay. It's kind of an echo there. I did have you on speakerphone, but I took you off.
Okay.
But perfect. I was wanting to know if I could possibly get a reading. I have some things that are transitioning right now in my life, and I just – want to know, is it, you know, how do I say it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to happen
mm-hmm.
or is it not?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, here's a couple of things that I see. One of the things that I do see is some things that are you're waiting on some sort of settlement.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of.
It's kind of like a settlement or something to be resolved. So it's something to be resolved. I see it sort of like something needs to close out. Once it closed out, then you can kind of move on. But this has to do with matters of the heart.
Matters of what?
The heart. Love.
Okay.
Heart.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Does it tell you who?
It looks like it's going to record. Well, definitely you're going to participate in this, and it looks like there's something going on between you and someone else, and y'all have to kind of get together in order for this to manifest. Does that make sense?
Really? So that means we actually have to get together for it to happen?
Listen, no, I'm not talking about having sex. I'm talking about, let me go ahead and be clear. Let me get a little clear because you done went somewhere
okay.
else. Let me. Okay. What you're waiting on, gotta love the sisters, what you're waiting on, it is another person that you're going to have to connect with in order for this to get closed out, in order for this settlement, in order for this to come to a closure, in order for you to get what is supposed to be coming, that has to happen. In order for the deal to get sealed, in order for it to happen, it's going to be someone else that you're going to connect with. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, kind of. Have I already met them, though? Or they're in the future. I haven't met them yet.
It's kind of hard to say. I think there's someone around you. But let's not play guessing games because you're kind of afraid to kind of step out there and kind of spread your wings. Why?
Yes. I don't know. I guess it's because I don't know. I'm afraid of failure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid of failure.
You're afraid of failure, but you failed before at things. So how can you be afraid of something you already lived through? Because you didn't fail before. So what is really there?
I don't want to keep on repeating the same thing.
Okay, then you know you can't do the same thing. Business, love, relationships, you can't do the same thing. If you're doing the same thing, you're going to only get the same results. And right now, you're still kind of doing the same thing. And to top it all off, you're scared to do anything. You're doing it and being scared. You are not learning something from failure. That's why you keep repeating it. Anytime you keep repeating the same thing, you're not so much scared. You're not learning from failure. You're not learning at all. So you go back down the same road, and you do the same thing over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
It's because you're not learning. It's because you're not learning from what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to know the truth. You try to play like you ain't paying attention to certain things.
Do I really?
Mm-hmm. You're doing it to me right now. Do I really?
Well, I mean, some things I can say that. I don't pay attention to a lot of people and per se if it's a lot of drama or something. I don't pay attention to a lot of that.
That's not necessarily what I mean about no one should have to pay attention to a whole lot of drama. But this is your life. And you can't say that you want to get ready to do something, make some moves, spread your wings, and you don't want to pay attention to what's going on. Because at some point, you got to come outside of your little bubble and connect with other people. Otherwise, none of this is going to work.
And I think another thing, what it is I don't, like the last caller said, I don't trust people. I don't trust people.
Right.
And I think that's a reflection of me not trusting myself.
Yeah, that's true. I would agree with that. Yeah.
But I wonder, why don't I trust myself?
You don't trust yourself because you don't want to see the truth in things, even in yourself. There's some things that are true that you don't want to see the truth in. So it makes it hard to trust. You think everybody out to get you, everybody running fucking game. Everybody got a hidden agenda. Everybody's trying to do something because that's how you operate. Not the same energy, but you're operating from the other side of that by saying, I'm not going to do this because I don't trust them. I'm not going to do this because I don't know what they may do. I'm not going to do this because they're going to try to take advantage of me. So guess what you end up becoming? You end up becoming that person that you're talking about because that's how people get that way. It's because they don't trust. You get it?
Yeah, I've heard that before, but I don't understand that concept, though.
Yeah,
I don't understand it.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, let me go ahead.
Go ahead. You go ahead.
No. You go ahead because you said you heard that before, but you don't understand that concept. Now, I did tell you that you don't want to seek the truth. I did tell you that you're not paying attention to things in your life, and by your own admission, you just told me someone told you what I'm telling you, but you don't get it.
No, I didn't say somebody told me. I figured that notion myself. I just heard things, you know, read little quotes that people say that, you know, if you don't trust people, it's usually a reflection of yourself. You don't trust yourself. That's why you can't trust people, you know.
And you still don't believe it. Whether you discovered it, whether you heard it from another movie, you still don't believe
it. I wonder what it is about myself that I don't trust. What is it that I don't trust about myself? I don't know.
You're looking for one thing. You're looking for one thing. You're looking for to say, well, you don't trust because of what this. You don't trust because when you were 10, or you don't trust because this happened to you in your life, or you don't trust because of that. Well, here's what I want to tell you. You don't trust because you're making a choice not to trust. Simple.
But there's another reason to it, though. The reason why I don't trust is because I found out that people use the stuff against you once they find out the truth about you. They use it against you.
Yeah. So you mean to tell me, hold on. You mean to tell me you knew the reason all along and didn't I just tell you that you don't seek the truth? It's things you don't want to pay attention to. So you had the answer. You don't trust. Because people use you, and when they find out things about you, they try to use it against you. You already knew the reason, and you've been playing like you can't pay attention to that. Like, I can't focus on that. I can't see that that's the real reason why I don't trust. And like I told you, it's because you're making a choice, because you know the answer why you don't trust. Now you're choosing not to trust. Does that make sense?
I understand that I am making a choice not to trust.
You want to know how you can trust?
How?
Yeah. By saying, I will trust. I will trust myself.
That's hard.
It's hard, but you really don't have a choice. It's either stay where you are or not make the choice. Because once again, you are in the seat of power to either do it or not. Because what you're doing now is not working. Do we both agree on that?
Yes.
You can trust that, can't you? You can trust that what you're doing ain't working. We can both trust that.
Yeah.
So now, you have your chance. See? You trust. You just did it. You just did it. You just. There you go. Wow. I got you. I got you. You just did it. You just trust.
Wow. 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 Oh, my
you
goodness.
You just did it.
Wow.
Doesn't that feel so much better?
Yeah, it did. Wow, I can't believe it.
So much. You just trust. Wow. All these years you thought you wasn't going to never trust. You just did it. You just did it. Wow. They're clapping for you in the chat room.
Oh, my God. That is so crazy.
There.
Wow.
There.
Wow.
Now, here's the other thing I want you to do. I want you to write this date down. And I want you to write this date down. I want you to write that tonight, live with Miss Blue and the Remix family and the 2 million-plus people, I just trust. I trusted myself. And it felt great because this is going to be a part of your Love Me journal that you're going to start keeping. And I want you to write down every single time that you trust yourself and it works out well for you. So I don't care if you say, I want to make me a cup of tea. And you go in the kitchen and you make you a cup of tea and you drink the tea and you say, wow, I feel so good. I knew I should have made that cup of tea. I want you to go write that in your book. I trusted that I need a cup of tea, and that cup of tea was exactly what I needed. If you say, I need to take me a bubble bath, and I need to drop me some oils in it and put on some music, oh, and you feel so good, I want you to go and say, I trusted I needed that bath, and I took that bath. And step by step by step, my sister, you will start trusting yourself, and when yourself say, check it out, keep walking, girl, don't stop. That man calling you, you better keep walking, girl, don't. You better trust yourself. And when yourself say, girl, stop and ask him how you doing, you better trust yourself, and you will start to trust yourself. And then the beautiful thing is you will start to trust everybody else because you will know that the only people coming your way is people who trust like you. All right.
Thank you. I needed that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love. I want to hear about them trust adventures. You need to call back and give us an update.
I will. I definitely will.
All right. Peace and love. Okay. Thank you for calling in.
Peace and love. Bye.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 781. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Shanice, calling from Boston.
Oh, Shanice, calling from Boston,
you,
like the singer, Shanice?
Yes, like the singer, yep.
Oh, do you sing?
No, I don't sing.
I'm not, okay.
I mean, I sing, but I'm not a great singer.
Oh, Shanice, if you can sing, go on and sing for us, Shanice. Go ahead and break a little note.
No, I can't sing. No, seriously, I can't sing.
They want you to sing, Shanice.
No, I can't sing. I can't.
Shanice says she's not fooling with y'all tonight. She's not going to do it. Okay,
sorry,
Shanice.
Sorry, chat room. I was calling because... basically, I had got a reading from you, a sacred reading, back in January when the year came in. And so you had gave me like a sacred reading, and you had said something like I was unsure about my job. And at the time, I was like, I didn't really know what you were talking about. But then after, maybe about 4 weeks ago, I resigned from my job. And so I guess I'm just calling just to get a reading, just to see, what. Not what you've seen then, obviously it doesn't matter, but what do you see in terms of going forward? I feel like I made the right decision on resigning, and I just want to just get a reading to see what you think or what you feel, what energy you pick up.
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely, like the last caller, I want you to trust yourself because you did make the right decision on moving on to do something else, because you didn't have the passion and the love in what you were doing to keep you there.
Okay.
And so That was the biggest challenge with that. And, you know, you're such a creative sister. I do so many readings, so I don't remember, but damn, this creation energy is like floating all over you. Like I could see it dancing. What do you do?
I was working in contracts, but prior to that, I usually worked in procurement, like in purchasing. But other than that, I do a lot of things. I'm a great sister, a great niece, a great friend. I mean, I do a lot of things.
Well, what do you do in the area of creative work, of artistic creative work?
I'm currently in the process of trying to write a book. But I'm not very good at drawing or anything. I like to read a lot.
No. Well, you know, we think of creativity or artistry as doing something, but I want to kind of correct you. You can't be trying to write a book, because that simply would mean you're not writing a book. So I don't
no,
want
you're
you
right.
to try
I am
to write
writing
a book.
You're right. I am writing a book. I am writing a book.
Okay. All right. Well, there we go. Well, I definitely will tell you this, that that's the thing that you're doing, that I want you to work on that. I do see that you will begin to get another job. You will get another job in the midst of that. I want you to look in the area, because one of the main things is once you finish your book, that's going to be kind of a teaching tool that you use. So that's going to kind of propel you into sort of your passion and a lot of the work that you're doing. So that's going to be your main, that's going to kind of be your jump off point for you. Is there once you kind of complete that book and you start to do that, that's going to be really, really, that's going to work out very well for you. Very, very well for you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But in terms of just, you know, making a decision to resign, I mean, like I said, I feel great about it. And in terms of,
I feel really, really good about the decision you made. There's nothing about it that says anything. You didn't take a vow of poverty here, so that's not going to be your faith. It doesn't matter how close to it you come. You didn't take that. You would have to really go way, way off your life path to even come close to poverty. That's not going to happen for you.
I'm not even worried about the money.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. No, you did absolutely. You really spoke to what your heart and spirit was telling you, and that was it. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to pick a number, any number between 1 and 100. Pick a number, any number.
78.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. So 78, you trust your spirit on that. That's the number that you pick, 78?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
You messing with my head right now.
Hold on. Yeah, that's the mission. Trust your divine spirit. That's what I want you to do. Trust that. Definitely.
Okay.
Very powerful. There you go.
Thank you, Ms. Brooke, the teacher.
Yes. Let me know. Keep me posted on how things are going, and definitely let me know when that book gets ready to come out. One more thing. I'm going to give you a little cushion. Stop making judgments. Let it go. Stop making judgments on yourself, your decisions, other people, other things. No judgment. Let it go.
Let it go. No, thank you, Ms. Blue. I love you so much. And you're the best. Have a great night.
I love you.
Thank you again.
You too.
Have a great night, Remix family. Peace and love.
Y'all heard her. Great night, Remix family. We're going to go to the next caller calling in. Let me see. I'm going to kind of jump around here a little bit. I want to jump around a little bit. Let's go to the caller calling in from area code 224. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you are calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Issa. I'm calling from Ohio.
Okay, greetings to you, Issa, from Ohio.
Greetings,
Issa.
Hi, I'm calling because I'm having a lot of difficulty trying to understand what I'm supposed to do while I'm in school. I'm taking classes, mm-hmm. and I don't know, it just feels like maybe I made the wrong decision. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Feeling kind of lonely right about now. That's one of the main things. I really don't feel that you made the wrong decision, but one of the things that I will tell you is that where your challenge is coming in is you're kind of getting tired. You're getting tired. And so you're thinking that if I jump out here and I go do something else, you know, it's kind of one of those things like the grass looks greener on the other side. And even though I don't feel that college is for everybody, this is definitely something that's in your path. You have dreamt about this. You have dreamed about this. And you wanted to do it. What you're finding out now is that how you've been able to focus and to work on this, you're seeing other different modalities that are coming into play, and you're just not sure about, should I go this direction with it, should I go this direction with it, or should
right.
I go this direction? And so
yes.
that's the main thing. What I want you to do, because tell me what you're going to be doing, because I know it's in the healing field and has to do with hands. What are you going to school for?
Well, I have been studying Reiki, so I've been
okay.
kind of like doing that while I've been in school studying English and
mm-hmm.
like broadcast journalism. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just feel confused.
Well, I do see two things that are coming into play. I do see the hands. So no doubt you're a healer. But I want you to understand that there's two different components that are going on here. And you're working in the area. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay. All right. What, you in the stairwell?
Yes.
I know. I see steps. So I'm like, why
yes,
do I see steps?
I have a roommate, so
okay.
I have to do what I
got to
do.
Okay. Well, here's the other thing. This is what I want you to know. It is not time for you to jump out of that yet, because the skills that you're going to learn with the broadcasting and what you're going to learn there, because that is something you have a passion with, is really going to help you as you move yourself further along. Right now, what's happening is you're hitting those core classes, and it's challenging you. But stick in there. But here's what I also want you to do. I also want you to keep doing the Reiki, because doing that is also going to give you the strength to just kind of move over this little hump you're at right now. And you're not going to feel this way in a couple of more weeks. You're kind of be past that. You're just kind of in that hump. But the other thing I want you to do is you
mm-hmm.
got to do your work. You got to do your work, sister.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do your work. You really do, because you have some big things here that you will be educating the world through many different modalities. But I want you to do your work. You got to stick in there and do your work. You will know if that right opportunity opens up for you. But right now, I feel very good about where you are. You're just having some tough times because you kind of veered off and you kind of want to do what everybody in college does and not study and not do well. And you don't like to be embarrassed. And when you don't do well, you just don't want to be facing people. But you go in that class, you smile, you do what you need to do, you talk to your professors, you get the help you need, pull your grades back up, get yourself in a good place, and keep it moving, because you can do it. Don't give up. You understand? Because if you give up here, you'll give up everywhere, because you really want this. It's just tough for you right now.
Right. And just, like, this semester, it seems like so many roadblocks kind of, like, outside
mm-hmm.
of class have come into play. So it's kind of like hard to keep my mind on the work. And it's like, am I supposed to be doing this or am I supposed to be doing something else?
One of the things that I will tell you is that resistance comes, and usually resistance, when you're right upon the point of making your greatest mark, you're going to get the most resistance. That's how it works in life. And Miss Blue is not going to bullshit you. You understand? Mm-hmm. Because if I really picked up that you need to pack your shit and get up out of there, I told you. I'm not picking that up. You understand? So you stay focused. You stay focused. Stay focused on that, but I want you to still stay focused on your, I want you to still stay focused as well on Reiki and learning those things about healing as well, too.
Okay, yeah. I definitely will.
Yeah, this is just resistance. You're going to get resistance in life. I don't care what you're doing. It doesn't matter where you are. You are going to have resistance. And a lot of times when you're right at that point of really having the big thing come, resistance is going to come. That's not the time to run. You understand? You will know in your heart if it's time for you to leave school. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. I definitely received it.
Well, this is one more thing
I wanted to ask you, because I know, like, you actually picked up when I first spoke to you about me being kind of, like, alone, and it's just I've had to, like, push a lot of people, I won't say push, but cut some people off, and it's, I feel like I have to keep them, I don't want to say away from me, but it's, I just feel like I have to avoid people so I can stay focused, because that's been like the roadblock.
Yeah, the roadblock is you need to find people on your campus, because I do see that there are people on the campus that would, that have your same interests and the same thing.
Yeah.
But I avoid people. You can never avoid people. How do you do that? How do you avoid people?
I don't know. I've just been trying to avoid.
You can't. You can't. You cannot try to avoid people. Here's what I want you to do. It hasn't been working for you trying to avoid certain people. And remember, nobody can take you off your path. Only you can take yourself off your path. But there are people around there that go to your school, that stay right around there, that have some of the same interests you do. So I want you to try to get yourself out of your room a little bit more and out and mingle. You understand, and have those things that you have there, and you know, really be authentic about who you are, and you're going to see it's going to be somebody else interested, be like, oh, really? You like Reiki? I like Reiki too, and you'll have something in common that's going to school with you. So it's not about avoiding people or even separating yourself. I don't want you to think that everybody in the world, if they are not quote-unquote, doing something spiritual, then you're not doing work. That's not how it works. That's not how it goes. I have a college degree. Esther has a college degree. We host the remix. Half of the remix does, and half of them don't either. You understand? That does not make you less spiritual. That does not mean you can't do some work if you go to school. You understand? Because we have many of them. Some of them lawyers, doctors, they're going to school to be all kinds of things that listen to the remix. So this is not about, oh, let me kick this, because that's not really what's going on with you. Like I said, if that really was it, you would already know it. That's not it. So hang in there. Hang in there. You could do it. And email me and let me know how it's going.
I sure will. All right. Thank you so much, Ms. Blue.
You're welcome. Peace and love, sweetie. Peace and love.
Peace and love. Have a great night. Bye.
You too. Oh, I remember them days of being in college. I remember them days. Y'all remember them days? Y'all remember them days being in college? Even having roommates that you just like, ooh, wee. I remember them days. It was a long time ago, but I do remember them days. Oh, my goodness. Woo, I remember them days. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 330. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Corey from Youngstown.
Okay, greetings, Corey from Youngstown.
Greetings. I am shocked that I got through, and I'm happy to be talking to you right now.
Okay, okay. And you're calling from Youngstown. What state is that? Help me know where you're at on the planet, Corey.
Youngstown, Ohio.
Okay, Youngstown, Ohio. Okay. All right. Well, what's up for you, Corey? You're the first brother of the night.
I was actually like a reading.
Okay. All right. You have something in particular going on, or you want me to go in there and just see what I find, Corey? Corey said, go see what you find, Miss Blue.
bring me out the treasure map.
Well, Corey, a couple of things. One of the things I will tell you instantly that has to do with you right now is that this cycle that you're currently in is what I call shine bright like a diamond cycle. That's the cycle you're in. And so you're in the cycle, even though you're kind of a somewhat shy brother, you ain't really shy, but you play shy. You're kind of a somewhat shy brother. This is really your cycle where you want to kind of come up front and you want to be seen. You understand? You want to come up front and you want to be seen. You want to be seen. You want to be like, hey, world, look at me. I'm Corey. I got something to say. I'm doing something. This is me. Come over here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What'd you say, Corey? Mm-hmm.
I said okay. Okay.
Don't get scared now, Corey. You good.
No, I ain't scared.
But no, this is really, really a good cycle. It is a cycle that really is about learning, though. This is a big opportunity for you to learn and really to grow and kind of take yourself to the next level, you know, and really just kind of how you're showing up on the planet. One of the other things that came up is it has to do with your relationships in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, crazy relationships, like a crazy relationship with my grandmother, crazy relationship with my grandfather, my aunt.
Yeah. Mhm. Yeah, and why do you think it's gone so crazy lately? What do you think about it that has gone so crazy? I mean, what do you think? What do you think? Why do you think that it's kind of going crazy? You think it's just because you kind of got your own way of thinking? What do you think it is?
I don't know because I don't know. I don't know. It seemed like once my mom had passed and a while back.
Yeah.
And it seemed like everything changed then, you know what I mean? Like everything, like I went from being in the mix to like being almost on the outside looking in type, you know? And it was like, you know, now I'm seeing from a different angle, you know, and I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, nothing, Corey, can replace a mother's love, and your mother is still with you. So nothing can replace a mother's love. A mother's love is powerful. That's one of the most powerful loves we experience in life is a mother's love. So this is what is happening at this time. They simply want to love you. It's not that you're on the outside, but you have a lot of pain that you haven't let out. You have a lot of hurt that you haven't let out. There's a lot of misunderstood stories that have gone on misunderstood things. I see like there's a lot of confusion when it comes to communication about what was supposed to happen, what did happen, what didn't happen, all of these things. Yeah. Corey?
Yes, ma'am.
You still with me?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. I'm just listening.
Yeah, just taking it all in. I know it's a lot to take in, but here's something I want you to keep in mind. The people around you really do love you. They do. But one of the things that they know they cannot do is replace the love your mother had for you. They cannot. Everybody's hurting. You get what I'm saying? Everybody is hurting. And a lot of times that hurt comes in so many different ways. So I do applaud you on the work that you're doing on yourself and really giving peace to that and giving love to that.
Mm-hmm.
But they do love you, Corey. Only thing they want from you is simple love. That's it. Nothing else is required. Nobody's plotting. Nobody is done all of these things behind your back, and these things are not true. I want you to know they're not true, and your mother's speaking very clear right now. They're not true at all.
Okay.
Yeah. I want you to sit with that and maybe even go back and listen to that, because that's going to make a big difference, and you'll see. Have that conversation with your mother, because she's always around you. Have that conversation with her. By the way, you have a blanket of hers that she used to have?
A blanket?
It looks like some sort of throw or blanket, yes.
Probably. It's like a snuggie, but it's
yeah.
It don't zip all the way up. It's an open. It's just open. It's like a snuggie type.
Yeah. Okay, well, she's showing me something that looks like a little blanket, and she says that that's her way of loving you. She loves to be close to you and loving you with that. So your mother's around you. She's there for you. So know that she's still there. You can talk to her and have that conversation with her, especially on those days when you kind of feel, you know, like you're really, really missing her. Because we don't truly die, you know. We really evolve ourselves to another place. So your mother is around you. And when these things come through, they don't really mean anything to me, but they mean something to the people that is there. But the main message your mother wants to communicate with you is that all those rumors about all this other stuff, that's not true. Let that go. You understand? So many people are hurt and they miss her, just like you do. And so sometimes people, all kinds of things start to come in their mind when that happens. But when it comes to your grandmother and other people in your family, simple love, that's it. I guarantee you, next time you come around them, next time you're with them, they're going to respond to you completely different. You're going to be like, wow, this is a trip. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and make sure you call me back and let me know. I give you a big hug. Remember, this is your shine bright like a diamond. This is it. So, you know, you need to get the work. You need to get grinding. You need to get that stuff out and just express yourself.
Right.
All right.
Right.
All right. Peace and love to you, Corey. Peace and love.
Peace and love. Bye-bye.
All right, beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Call from area code 860. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Lou. This is Kay.
Greetings. It's who's online?
Kay.
Okay, greeting to you, Kay. Greetings.
I was hoping you could help me gain some insight. I feel the call to priestesshood and, you know, initiation. But I feel a tug in a few different directions, and I'm just not really sure which one to go in the direction of first. The pulls are pretty strong, and I kind of just want to know kind of, you know, which ancestor standing at the front of the line.
So tell me, because it sounds like you have two different questions here. You said you feel the call to go to a priestesshood.
Yes, to initiation, to initiate, yes. You know,
to initiate.
Yes.
I have a priestesshood as well that I host with some amazing women, over 25 amazing women that we've been going together. I'll tell you my thoughts on it. They didn't initiate, though. Their initiation came them answering the call to being the priestesshood. I don't initiate any priestess. They're already initiated by just being a planet and understanding that that is their work. So when it comes to that, that is a decision that you trust your heart. I can tell you some of the things that some of the ancients used to do when going through initiations, and that is that it was really a real kind of selective process. And if you're dealing with some groups that you are going through initiation, what I would recommend to you is to go where your heart calls you and then see who has called you into the group. Talk to them, because those are the women or the people who have gone through an initiation ceremony. And some people in their life need that. If you feel that that's a calling that you need to go through, then I would say it would be powerful for you to talk to the people who you're trying to initiate with.
I guess.
Does that make sense?
More, yes. I guess I was just thinking more along the lines of ancestrally, you know, and honoring that. That's been my biggest question. You know,
so the whole priest, tell me, because your ancestor is, you were, tell me exactly what your question is, because you had two questions. It kind of was like about the initiation, and then you said you wanted to connect with your ancestor.
Well, yes, into, you know, into a tradition, the tradition of my ancestors. You get what I mean?
Tell me, because you're getting ready to do this. So what are you talking about, Yoruba? What are you trying to do? You're trying to be in the Orishas? I mean, you have to know at this point. So what is it you're trying to do?
I do know that there's just more than that. There's more than one path for me, that there will be one, and then there will be another one when that's done. And I guess what I'm trying to figure out is which one should be the first one. You know,
but what is the path you're trying to go down? If you can't say it, then I will say you're not ready, because you can't even say what you're trying to do. And I know you know it. So why won't you say it?
Yes, I mean, you know, I feel called to Ifa. I feel, you know,
okay,
called.
Now,
what's
that? Now, wait a minute, because I know a lot of Ifa sisters, a lot of Ifa priests. You
okay.
mean to tell me you couldn't say that?
Yes, I could. I could.
Oh, wow. You better not let them hear this show that you sitting up here like you scared to say it. You know you
no.
ain't ready if you can't even
no,
say
not
it.
Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. So I think, you know, it's just that because there is confusion there, I, like I said, I feel a pull in a few different directions, you know, not just in one-to-one tradition. And so...
Right.
Feeling those tugs and you know, coming from those different
right.
directions, it's making me feel like, okay, which one first, you know?
But here's the thing I want you to think of. I don't want you to think of this as joining the Girl Scouts and getting a badge.
No,
it should be which
all.
One. No, hold on. Mm-hmm. But when you say which one first, that gives the impression as if you're just doing it to go through the motions, and then you're going to go through something else. And maybe that's why you're so confused, because it really should be something that speaks to your heart and speaks to your spirit, and no confusion. You understand? Because that's a big commitment
yes,
to
exactly.
initiate. into something. And the sisters I know that are in the EFI, that are in these organizations, they really, really take it from their heart. It has been in their heart. That calling has been there, that yearning. The sisters who are in the priestesshood with me, they felt the yearning. They felt calling. There was no confusion. There was no, should I, should I not? They were 100, like, bam, here I am. I know this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. So here's what I would say. You know, kind of sit in that space. You're an intuitive sister. And just kind of, you know, check your heart on that, because nobody can tell you to go and initiate into one organization or another. I know I would not, personally. Never. That should be something that truly comes from the essence, and you should feel that calling if you do, because there are people on this planet that need to have those experiences, and if you feel that is yours, go for it. But trust your heart. Don't play with it. Don't, you know, don't think of it as a badge. Don't think of it as just, this is one step on a big road. You understand? Really talk to those sisters that you are thinking about beginning to work with. They will share anything, any questions, anything that you want to know about it. They are very open. They are very loving, and they're very giving. But one thing I know, like myself, about my work, they're very serious about what they do. Mm-hmm. And they will be able to help you answer any of those questions. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, thank you. You're welcome. Well, peace and love. You have to come back and let us know how that's going for you. So peace and love. Hold the line.
All right.
Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 4834. Eight three four ain't saying nothing. We're going to come back to 834. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 419. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Toledo, Ohio. This is Victor, and you knew you was going to get
hey!
The blue.
Hey, Victor.
Well, I tell you.
Long time no hear from Victor.
Peace and blessings to Sister Blue and the Remix family. How's everyone doing?
Ah, peace and love to you, Victor.
You know, I even made it easy for you. While I was sitting up talking, knowing you was going to get me out, went through the cards and picked out card 11.
Oh, you picked up some cards. Okay.
And 41 and 23. And I was just wondering, just getting some confirmation, what do you feel... is something I need to work on, put a priority. What obstacle should I?
Let's see, Victor. You know what? Here's what I feel. This is what I feel you need to work on. Just really, you're in a good place, though. I feel beautiful energy around you. I could tell you've been doing a lot of work on yourself that is showing up in your energy. And so what I would say is stay in that place of being positive, having positive expectations, because you've really kind of turned this energy almost completely around for yourself. So, you know, stay in that place and really just stay in the place of innocence. Leave all the judgment out, which you've been doing really good about that, and trusting yourself. Mm-hmm. You're in a really good place, really good place.
Mm-hmm. I'm really thinking about applying to Umar school when he gets that. Well, there's no thinking about it. I am going to do it.
And, all right, that's what I'm talking about.
You know, I want more energy. I don't seem to be...
You want more energy?
Yeah, I want... Mm-hmm. You know, I'm doing all these techniques. Is there any specific technique that you feel or...
Mm-hmm. Well,
interested? No one to get on the phone right now to do what they have to do, but...
Okay.
Is there any specific...
One of the things... Yeah, one of the things I'm going to tell you for you where your energy is being lost, you're doing all the...
I'm on the phone.
You know what? The brothers is out of control.
Excuse me. I'm on the phone. Okay. Are you still there, Sister Blue?
I'm still here, Victor.
Hey, thank you. That's interesting.
All right. Victor, here's what I pick up. I pick up that you're doing all of those things. All of those things are beautiful. One of the things that I would tell you to look at is your diet. This is where I see where your energy is. You need to kind of go towards food for you because you're doing everything else. It really is about your diet that is kind of robbing some of your energy.
You good, Sister Blue? Okay, I feel you. Thank you for
Yeah, because I feel there's some mineral deficiencies going on. So you need to kind of just look at your diet really good. You need to get some more protein in there. And, you know, you need to kind of get some more green vegetables in there. I just feel that if you get that diet together with all the work you're doing, we're going to have to bring you back down.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. And,
you're welcome. It was good for me.
And I'm going to stay posted. I'm listening to all the downloads.
All
you know,
right.
I listen to you almost every Sunday.
Yes. Peace and love, Victor. And thank you for listening. Hold the line.
Okay,
that was beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 954. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Remix.
Hello, Remix.
Who's
on the line?
It's Jed from Hollywood, Florida. Pleasure to be here again.
Okay. Greetings to you from Hollywood, Florida. How are you?
I'm good, Miss Blue. I'm good. Happy to be here. I was wondering, I had something in mind earlier, but I switched. I was wondering if I can get a health reading and something towards my finances.
A health reading.
Yeah.
You want me to
I'm
take a look at your health?
Yes.
You're concerned about your health.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, the number one thing that you need to do is you need to rest. You need to rest. You don't rest. You need to take some time and really just kind of give yourself an opportunity to just kind of rest. And, really reconsider some of these things in your life that are going on as far as your thought pattern is concerned. Do you have me on speaker?
I did, but I just took you off.
Okay. But that's the main thing is that you definitely, your body is calling for you to rest, for really, really rest. Over the course of the 9 months, you've really been doing a lot of extraneous things going on with you, and I feel like your energy has kind of been robbed a little bit, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Rest is the main thing. Rest is really the main thing, you know? That's the main thing, is rest. Tell me about... tell me about what's been happening with you over the course of the last 9 months.
Money has been on mine a lot more intensely. I've been feeling a lack in my masculinity,
mm-hmm.
and manhood. And being a father, because of I didn't feel I had
money.
Right. I wasn't creating enough. I wasn't manifesting enough, you know. And I wanted to get that up and running. That part of me, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing
a
lot of work, trying to do a lot of work to get that going.
Yeah. Well, that's good. But here's what I don't want you to do. I don't want you to sit around feeling sorry for yourself. And you kind of got to that point. But what's burning up a lot of your energy is because what's robbing your energy is just these thoughts that you have. And I get it. You understand. I get it that, you know, you got to kind of get out there and you do that. But two things. One, you didn't take a vow of poverty. So what does that mean? That means that no matter how bad it gets, you're not going to be there. You didn't really take a vow of poverty. But I want you to really confront some of these things that are serious going on in your relationship and about how you're really feeling, about what's really going on and really what's at the core of why you're feeling the way you're feeling. You think you can do that?
Okay, I think I can, but
But what? Because this is, and let me tell you why I say this, because this is where, this is what's causing you to be stagnant. This is a big part of what's going on. And so even when I look at the back of your spine, I see your muscles pulsing and span, you know, just kind of contracting, you know. That is about support. This is about how well you feel you're being supported in your life, how well you feel that you're able to move yourself forward. Very smart brother, very enlightened brother. You're a very capable brother. But one of the things you don't want to do is you don't want to confront your bullshit. And you have to. You got to take a look at it, not from a judging point of view, but you've got to take an honest look at it. You've got to have that honest conversation so that you can begin to place what needs to be placed on the table and you can begin to move yourself forward. Because it's like you're in quicksand right now.
I'm inquisiting?
I said it's like you're in quicksand right now.
Oh, yeah. I can understand that.
Yeah.
Okay. I have one more question, which was really the original question that I've been wanting to ask for a while. And I'm wondering if this is in connection with what you told me. One time, months ago, I got a reading from you, and you mentioned something that happened to me when I was 6 years old. And, you know, it had seemed like it was something similar to the mother issue. I was really trying to...
I don't remember. No, I was just going to tell you. Tell me, because I don't remember. But tell me, I'm following along with you. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you didn't mention it at the time. You told me it's something I need to really take a look at and try to look back and remember. And I was working on it, and I couldn't. I don't remember what happened. You mentioned it was something traumatic that happened when I was 6 years old as a child. I asked a question at the time. I asked you a question about my father and who he was and what happened to him. And because I wasn't sure, you know, I was in doubt. And you mentioned something. Brother Bilal was also on the show that night. And that's when you mentioned something happened to me when I was 6. And I don't recall what that was.
And so your question to me now is what happened to you when you were 6?
Yes, because that whatever happened to me back then affects a lot of my thoughts and the way that I move. And even the choices that I make, and especially the relationships, I believe it tied in with the relationships that I share with women. And my father.
What was your name again? Tell me one more thing.
My name is.
Tell me.
Jed.
Jed.
Yeah.
Jed, here's what I'm gonna say. You and I. You know what happened when you were six. You know. You have a good idea. You're a very intuitive brother. I got to give you that. You're very intuitive. Your third eye and your crown chakra is gorgeous. Very gorgeous. So when I see that, and I didn't say that just for you being gorgeous, you've already explored that idea of what it could be. Now, whether you're willing to come to grips with what that could be, that's a whole nother story. But you do know what it is.
A lot crossed my mind, I got to say. A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But here's what I want you to know. Even that is still not an excuse. Can't get off the hook with that.
Right.
I want you to know that. I don't want you to hold on to that as being your primary source or reason. Do you get what I'm saying? Not that I'm not saying to not take that into consideration, but I want you to know that that's not great enough to hold you. It can't hold you. That's not it. You've got to confront this. You've got to have that conversation. You deserve to be just as happy as anybody else on this planet. Putting yourself in a position for you to be miserable is not going to repay anybody's hurt. Do you hear me? That's not going to fix someone else's pain. Not at all. So you cannot hurt yourself in thinking that you're going to make a hurt right with someone else. It doesn't work that way. Only thing we're going to have is two or three hurt people. That's it.
Okay.
So that's what I want you to focus on. I want you to get some rest. I want you to clear your mind, put on some music, put a headset on, and I want you to rest. I don't want you to think about any of this. Just take some time, take yourself a couple of days to rest, and the only thing I want you to focus on is what you love and simply admire about yourself, because there's a lot of beautiful things about you. It doesn't make you a monster. It doesn't make you an evil person. It doesn't make you a person not able to take care of your family. None of those things. They're not real. They're not real.
Only you, Ms. Blue, can do what you do, the way you do it.
Well, thank you. I will take that as a compliment.
Yeah, definitely a compliment, definitely. Thank you again, Ms. Blue. I appreciate it.
Aw, much love to you. So that's what I said. Rest, and I need you to reconsider all of these thoughts you didn't put up in your head. Let that bullshit go. You can get up and go do your work, what you got to do in the world, and we can have a better day. And then you can come back and tell me about how some people get on your damn nerves.
True. All right, I appreciate you, Boo. Thank you. Remix one time for you all.
All right. Peace and love to you. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Peace and love. Aw. The brothers didn't call in the beginning, but they sure getting it in now. We're going to go to the phone lines calling in. I don't know if I got this caller or not. I'm jumping around. Calling in from area code 843. 843, you're live in the remix. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 843? 843 is not saying anything. We're going to come back to you, 843. You just go ahead and hold that. You hold that. Calling in from area code 309.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hello, Ms. Blue. This is Julius.
Greetings to you, Julius. A lot of J's are calling in tonight. Did y'all notice that? We got a lot of J's. A Jed, a Julius.
Yes, yes. I'm here.
Okay.
I finally got in. I don't want to take up too much time.
Okay, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the home of Richard Pryor, Peoria, Illinois.
Okay, all right. Oh, I'll say to our brother Richard, yeah.
Yes, yo tap, yo tap, yes. I just wanted to say a couple things. You are, I've been listening to you for a long time, probably about 2 years for right now. And
okay.
I didn't prepare
you.
Anything, so I'm going off the top of my head. I'm not going to take too much time. I started with Brother Phil Valentine. I started with him. I went over to Bobby Hemmett. Then I went from Bobby Hemmett to Brother Panic. And I love when you have Brother Panic on there.
Yes.
I love when you have him on there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to say, you know, I thank you for doing this, you know, like for our people and just for people, you know, period. I feel that, you know, we as a people are not connected like General Mills, Kellogg's Corn Flakes and stuff like that. This stuff
Correct.
Is hitting, you know.
Yeah. Oh,
and I just wanted to give thanks to you. And, you know, I'm a lot of stuff, like I said, I ain't prepared. I got my notes and everything, but, you know, I'm just thanking you for, you know, what you're doing. Sister Esther, I don't know her personally. She's on here. She's on my Facebook page, and I'm friends with her or whatever. So whenever the Remix family come up and she posts something on there, then I'm on there, and I'm like, okay, let me get in, try to get in this call queue, you know.
Aw, well, blessings.
So pretty much, oh, thank you. Thank you very much. You're welcome. So I was just giving you a courtesy call. Next time I call in, you'll know who I am. I'm Julius.
Yeah.
You know,
Julius.
City of Richard Pryor, you know. Yes.
Yes.
And I'll be more prepared next time just in case, you know, we got it's just a subject about, you know, some.
Trust me.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Trust me. I love it. You know, hey, I'm a free spirit. So you don't have to be prepared here. Not when it comes from speaking from your heart. There is no preparation for speaking from your heart. That's only when we're doing work we need prepared. And this is not work. This is you coming from your heart. So I am truly honored by that, smiling by that, and thank you so much for your love and support and kind words as well. Yeah.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right, Julia.
And that laugh, too. That's the one thing that laughed at.
Oh, I cut him off. Wait a minute, Julia. Hold on. Say that again.
That Miss Blue laugh. I don't care what you've been going through in your day. When the Remix family come on and Miss Blue get to laughing, everything's all right. Everything's copacetic.
Copacetic. You know, I love that word, copacetic. I haven't used it in a long time. I'm going to start saying copacetic. Well, beautiful, Julia.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Peace and love.
You're welcome. I'm going to let you get to the other callers, and next time I call in, you'll know.
I'll know it's you. I know who it is calling from the city of Richard Pryor. There you go. Now the city of Julius.
Yes.
There we go. Peace and love.
You're welcome.
That was beautiful. Aw, the brothers. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 330. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello. You're live in the Remix. Yeah, that's Cincinnati.
Hello.
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line?
This is Kelly from Youngstown, Ohio.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, Kelly. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Youngstown again.
Okay,
we're back where you're here.
Another Youngstown. Greetings to you.
And how are you tonight?
I'm wonderful. What about yourself? I guess she hung up. I guess she all right. I guess she good. I don't know. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 876. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from.
Hello, good night, Miss Blue. It's Griffin.
Hello, good night.
Jamaica.
Hey, Griffin from Jamaica.
Wagwan. Wagwan, Miss Blue. Why I'm re- really calling tonight, Miss, is there's a lot of great things happening. A lot of great things. So let me say that. But I kind of been kind of going through some resistance. I think that's what it is, or just challenges, especially emotionally, mood swings and stuff like that. And I think the question I really want to ask is, I know I have a lot of issues with what concerns money right now, but I really just want to know how I can move forward and get things going in a really good direction. Because I kind of feel like I've been doing a lot, or doing some stuff, doing things, and I feel like I'm back at square one again.
Well, here's one of the things I want you to begin to think about, Griffin. Because you are in a good place, you're in a good place. You just want to be in a better place, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. The first thing I want you to do is I want you to release and recognize where you are. This is a great time to be in the mode, to think about things. I want you to think about things like how things were over the last 3 to 4 years ago. Like, where were you? You know, like, what was going on in your life and how you were feeling? Because it's real easy for us to come to a new place in our lives and suddenly forget all of the fucking drama about where we say we were. And then suddenly, everything that we complained about before, we're complaining about now, but we're actually getting what we want. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Why does that make sense? It's like we totally forget about how things was and how it is.
Yeah. And then sometimes it's a little bit of that almost too good to be true. And sometimes when we get what we ask the universe for, we kind of back and to want to go into it's a natural response to want to go back into a self-sabotaging mode because we feel like we don't deserve to be where we are anyway. So we start to self-sabotage ourselves. That's just an opportunity to really start reflecting, focusing and reflecting. Focusing and reflecting, going back, looking, thinking to yourself, okay, this is really what I want. So what's the problem now? You get it? It's like, what's the problem now? And then you have to kind of challenge yourself, not that you cannot want more, but you have to be able to appreciate and be grateful for the things around you. But the number one thing, Griffin, that's getting in your way is acknowledgement.
When you say that, what do you mean?
I'm going to tell you. You've got to learn how to acknowledge the people who've helped you, the people who've been by your side, the people who have been there with you. You have to be able to acknowledge that. If you cannot, then you're going to be stuck. You have to. You have to even acknowledge yourself, but you have to acknowledge what really happened. Because you can get to where you are by yourself. You have to be able to go back and acknowledge. You have to be able to do that. You have to acknowledge that. And so whether that means to acknowledge your mother, your sister, your brother, you have to be able to acknowledge them for the role that they played in helping you get to where you are. Because the thing you're struggling with now in your life is that nobody wants to fucking acknowledge you.
Yes, Ms. Boone, that's true.
So that's it. I mean, and this is fairly a simple fix. I mean, I didn't tell you you had to go on top of a mountain and pick your leg up and jump up 20 times. You don't have to do that. You simply just have to kind of spread that love back to people. And are there going to be some people just don't want to give people acknowledgement, period. I remember when I was young, my mother told me, you know, especially when it came to women, but it was a practice that I took into place with all people, is that if you do not hang around, be connected with people who cannot give compliments, don't. And you have got to start learning how to give other people compliments. Just be fucking cuz.
I think I do, Miss Boo. Because, I mean, I remember right now when I was walking downtown and I saw this lady sitting in the street with her earrings. And I just looked at her and I told her, you look really pretty, really pretty.
And that's beautiful. But what about the damn people in your life that's been there when your shit was stinking? That's who I'm talking about.
Not mine. Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? Yes, that's beautiful that you can give it to someone who's not connected to you. I mean, we're real good at being loving people with people outside of our circle, but what about the damn people that's been there through the struggle? This is what has broke up families, relationships. This is what's broken up friendships. This is what has broken up our society, our world. This is where the thorn is. Because people don't want to open their mouth for the person that is the fucking ride or die person with them and just simply say, because I acknowledge you for what you did, for what you helped me with, for what you did for me, acknowledgement. So it's great that you can walk on the street for a woman that you don't know, but what about the women in your life you do know that has helped you? What about them? They count too. We're real good at loving everything away from us. But when people start to come in our circle, it's like, oh, no, we can't tell them because then they're going to start to get the big head or they're going to start. No, fuck that. Acknowledgement. There's something you can acknowledge your mother for. There's some things you can acknowledge your sister for. There's some things you can acknowledge your partner for. You can acknowledge these people that have helped you. There's some things you can acknowledge your brother for.
I know you're saying, Miss Blue. You see, you're right. There are, but
yeah,
pride
of course
is
there
one
is.
Thing I need to get rid of. And
yeah,
I need to forgive too, because I think that's it.
No, listen. Let me tell you what overrides forgiveness. Because forgiving is not about the other person. It's about you. And it's about forward giving. But when you can truly acknowledge, you rise above all of that bullshit.
Okay. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. So that's it, Griffin. Everything looks good. You will see so much open up for you just with that simple act. Acknowledgement.
All right, Miss Bloom. I understand.
All right.
Thank you very
understand,
much.
You understand, man. You understand, man. You understand, man.
Yes, and I'm going to take the opportunity to acknowledge someone who I really believe and feel that has really done a lot for me, which is you, Miss Bloom. So I really
thank you. And you know, I thank you for that. I do receive that. And you do acknowledge me. You do. So I'll say that. But you know the people I'm talking about.
I know, Miss Lou. I know. I just felt that.
Thank you for, I am glad that you did. And that's what I want you to do with them as well. I want you to feel that. So keep acknowledging those people that are strangers. That's important, too. But I want you to also don't forget the people who've been there for you. You can never make that mistake. That is a great mistake that many have made throughout time. And we read those stories. We know what happens.
Yes, miss.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, peace and love, Griffin. It was good talking to you.
All right, Miss Boo. Thanks a lot, Miss. Generous of your night.
You're welcome. All right. Good night. love Griffin. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 541, live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, my name is Ariana, and I'm calling from Portland, Oregon.
What's your name?
Arion.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Greetings to you, Arion.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. How about you?
I'm doing good. So I wanted to see, what do you, wanted to ask about my health. How do you see that playing out in the next 5 years?
In the next, you want me to go all the way in the future.
Yeah, you know what? How about this? How about a year and a half?
Okay, Arion. Arion want me to go way. He said 5 years.
We'll do a year and a half.
Okay, Arion. Let's take a look. Let's take a look. Arion said the next 5 years. Did y'all hear him? Okay, Arion. Well, here's a couple of things. Your health and how your health plays out. Do you have me on speaker, Arion?
No, I don't.
Is that the television?
Oh, it might be. Okay. Is that better?
Yeah, that's better. So here's a couple of things. Because you, and I love this, because you've been given divine instructions. Do you know what I mean when I say divine instructions, Aeon?
No, what do you mean?
I mean that you have literally been given divine instructions about how you can get your health back together, how you can get your strength back together, and what you need to do to get better.
Mm-hmm.
You've been given those instructions. What you have to do is you have to listen and you have to act upon them. Because right now the main thing that where this pressure is being compacted is on your chest and on your lungs.
And, I don't know, because I'm trying to think. I'm kind of let off on my own, like, you know, the doctors, the therapists, they're like, you know what you need to do, and they just kind of let you do your own thing. But,
no, you don't need to, no. You don't, they didn't tell you that. That's not what they told you.
Oh,
they said,
yeah,
you
I,
know
I
what
you
to
that's
do.
What they said.
Huh? No, I promise you, they gave you some instructions, which were really good. And they said, you know what to do, which is exactly what I said, but you have to do it. And that's the challenge. It ain't what you've been told. It's whether or not you're going to be able to do it.
Well, I am working on it. I do it all the time, every day. I may take one day off, but I definitely go hard at working out, rehab. But
good.
It's, you know, pretty much I was a part of an experimental stem cell transplant for autoimmune disease. And I was probably the worst physical case they had. So now,
yeah,
you know, they're like, we don't know what to expect, but just keep doing what you're doing because, you know, I was an athlete in college and I lived alone, so they know I have that drive to get better. So
right.
They know I know what to do to stay in shape and go, or get better, but I just don't know if I'll get back into the career field that I want.
Well, here's the thing. The first thing I want you to work on is getting better. And you'll have every option available to you to get better. I think it's going to take you about 2 years to do this. It's going to take you about 2 years to get better. And one of the main things that they're trying to, or that you've been instructed to do, I guess, to get better is that you got to lose weight.
No, I'm the opposite.
They want you to gain weight.
They actually gained 50 pounds in a year. So I was 6'6", but I was 120 by the time I did that stem cell transplant.
No. I'm talking about now. I'm not talking about when you were going.
I'm only 170 now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still, I sound heavy, but the reason why I sound heavy is
I'm not going off of your sound.
Oh, yeah, I'm probably the skinniest person you'll meet.
I just feel like your weight is the main area to focus, and you need to lose weight, and you need to gain muscle. because that's where what's taking your strength. That you don't have muscle. And if you don't have muscle, then it really don't matter about what you weigh.
Right.
So this is what the working out is about.
And that's going to be kind of hard because I have this frozen shoulder, as they call it, where you can't move your shoulders. And I just, it's been probably 4 years, about 3 years since I walked. I just started walking. I can go about 40 seconds now. So
that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Oh, it's a great thing. It's a great thing. I'm ready to dunk on people left and right. But I'm just wondering, will I get back to some type of shape in a year and a half?
I'm going to say I see 2 years, but the main thing is that you're going to have to gain some muscle mass. You will lose in the process because working out, you will lose weight, and then the muscle will come back, and then you can gain the weight back. But you need to work on things that will build muscle. I say about 2 years, but you really got to be in the position where you can actually listen. And you need to get someone to work with you because you can do this by yourself. Of course, we can all do things by ourselves, but you need assistance. So this is a good opportunity for you to call in, some of those people you admire that can work with you, that work in that field, some trainers that really specialize in some of those modalities of really getting you, because the first thing you have to do is build strength in your lungs, and you don't have strength in your lungs. And if you can't breathe, you can't work out. So that's what I was telling you in the beginning. You've got to get that straight first before you start to walk, before you start to get your strength back. It's really about breathing. Is working on some breathing techniques. Now, the brother Wayne Chandler, I know he does classes, and he also has sessions and things that he does remote where he does them over Skype. He's a great resource to begin to work out with, but you need to definitely get with a breathing coach that can help you build your lungs. Because once you build your lungs, then that's going to be able to keep things flowing as they're doing, and that's going to help you when you're even doing your workout, and you're going to see you in 2 years, and you keep on that path, you're going to be, it's going to almost be like it didn't happen.
That's what I was saying. I just like to get a different opinion on it.
Yeah, well, I don't give opinions. Like I said, you've been given divine instructions. So you have to follow those and be able to listen to them. So this is divine confirmation for you to let you know. So this is really about you working your lungs, gaining muscle mass, and so that you can really get your strength back. But I want you to take your time even with that because your body has been through a lot, you know. And, so that's important for you as well, too. But working out when you can't breathe, that's counterproductive. So when you start to talk to your physical therapist, maybe they know someone that can really help you with strengthening your lungs. I do see that they did give you that little ball thing. You know how you blow in it and you push the ball up and it drops back down?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. You might want to see if you can get one of them and ask your doctors and the people you're working with, would that be something good you can work with to kind of help you strengthen your lungs and to get that back? Because that'll help to kind of open you up. I just feel that tightness across your chest and in that particular area is where the weakness is in your lungs.
I had some of that. It's an autoimmune disease called scleroderma that tightens everything. So, yeah, it was because of that. There's scarring in the lungs now. But, yeah. definitely need to do that to keep, you know, so you can work out longer and harder.
Yeah. Well, you're a pretty strong brother. You know, yeah. The worst is definitely behind you. So, you know, keep listening for those divine messages that are coming into you, whether they be from spirit, in a dream, or if you call back in the remix.
Yep. All right. Well, I appreciate it.
Yes. Peace and love to you. Peace and love. And let us know how
peace,
it's going.
Love and hair grief. All right.
Bye. Bye-bye. He said, peace, love, and hair grease, y'all. Peace, love, and hair grease. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code. Let's go to area code 510. 510, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Danielle, Queen Symmetry, calling
from
St. Louis.
Calling
from
St. Louis. I'm wonderful.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm actually surprised that I got through, but I'm happy. I've kind of been in and out, but I know this is the chat and chill.
Yeah.
And so I'm kind of in a different place. I've finally started working. I mentioned in an email that I was in kind of a financial
Yes.
bad financial place. And so
mm-hmm.
I'm very much in the pause, and I'm trying to move myself forward. And I'm kind of nervous right now because I actually just had a minor argument with my mom about religion. And
now, Danielle, why is you arguing with your mama?
Well, you know what? It wasn't so much of an argument because I know how to sit and listen. But, you know, mothers are important and they're special. But,
but what? Anytime you say but, we know the deal. We
know
the deal.
And it's just like it's hard to, you know, explain, you know, where you're at and what you're trying to do. And then people or parents use that, you know, what you're going through as the reason why, because you stepped away from or you're not going to church or, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'm just in a place because I really am trying to move myself forward and do the work and focus on my thinking. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just have a lot
That's
going
a-
on.
Yeah, you do. You do. But here's one of the things I want you to know, Danielle, and I want you to hear me when I say this. Even though working is a beautiful thing, and I'm glad that you're working, that doesn't solve problems, as you can see.
I know.
You know? you understand? We would think working and having a little bit of money, like that would do it. That doesn't do
mm-hmm.
it. So it's bigger than that. But there are some things that you're refusing to see.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Maybe your mother is telling you from her perspective, because that's the only place she can come from. It's what she knows
mm-hmm.
has worked for her in her life. And she would be less than a mother if she didn't share that with her daughter. That, hey, look, you don't see me going through this bullshit you going through. You going through this shit because of what you're doing. And she's kind of right on some aspects. Well, let's just go ahead and say she's right. That's why you are going through it. Here's what I need you to understand. So you have to, I feel, that when you're the one who knows, you're the one who's responsible. So you should never get into any kind of discussion or argument with anybody who's talking to you, whether it be your mother or anybody else. I don't have problems with people because they think a different way or from a different school of thought, even if that's not your chosen school of thought.
Yeah.
You have to be able, when it's people we love, to translate. Your mother's telling you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
She's telling you, if you thought like I did, you would not be where you are. So that's a clue for you. What are you thinking? What are you refusing to see? What are you, what signs and symbols in your life that are not supporting you to help you move forward? Why can't you see the same signs she's seeing? Not the same way, but you got to have a, you got to be able to see something. The only thing your mother is telling you, what you, what you're doing must not be working for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you got offended because she said that. That's true. What you're doing was not working for you. It's working better now, but it wasn't. So that's when you sit down and you ask yourself, well, what is it that I didn't see? What is it that I missed? And that is that you didn't really believe in yourself.
Now, that's true, and I just told her that.
Yeah. You know, I'm not guessing. You didn't believe in yourself. You was kind of like, well, maybe it should work. You know, you was kind of going back and forth. So this is why it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So you can simply let your mother know, I love you, and I thank you so much for sharing this with me. I'll take it in my heart and take it in your heart, because she is telling you the truth. You need to sit down, and you got to know how to trust yourself. You got to know how to get that clarity from going within with yourself. You cannot be back and forth. One day you want to do it, next day you don't, next day you that's madness.
Yeah.
That's pure madness. Now, some of it has a lot to do with just being young and trying to figure things out for yourself. But you can't close down the people who've been around there to support you. And even though your mother said all those things to you and said those things and it made you upset, your mother is your biggest damn supporter.
That's true.
You can't forget that she's your biggest supporter. How you going to, you know, that's just like the situation with the Clippers, the owner of the Clippers. Making these comments, talking about black people, don't bring these niggas around me. That's who making you money. Like, are you stupid? You going to say that to the hand that's feeding you? So this is what I'm saying to you. You can't bite the hand that's feeding you and think you're going to get success out of that. You understand? You can't think that that's going to go well for you. But I don't want you to even get caught up in that. I want you to just regain your focus, because you're on a good track. You're going in the right direction. But you have to be able to take an honest look at those things that your mother is telling you, so you do not make the same mistake again. And then you have to be able to translate like a translator.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to translate. It's your mother. The reason you can be conscious is because she chose to be who she is. This isn't about hating anybody or being against anybody. Everybody has their work to do.
Yeah.
And it's not your job to convert her. You're not trying to convert her for what? She, just because she's trying to convert you, you don't do what you say you don't like other people doing to you. You don't like when people tell you, get in there, put your clothes on, you go into church. You hated that.
Mm-hmm. But that's what it feels like. I do understand. And so it is, like, I am trying to be, and I took a pause and tried to just really listen, but it just,
but that's why it didn't work, because you tried to do it. Anytime we try, we know it ain't going to happen. If I told you right now I'm going to try to call you, you know I did. When I say, girl, I tried to call you, you know I didn't reach you. I didn't reach you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, and I know that's frustrating, but I want you to sit down tonight and I want you to pick two or three things to focus on going forward. Don't pick more than two or three, because you want to write this big ass list, and then when things don't happen, you go back into the disbelief.
Mm-hmm.
So not a big list. I want you to look at your finances. Okay. I want you to start looking at what you're doing with your money. I want you to start looking with where you're spending your time, and then I want you to sit down and put two or three things that you want to focus on, and then begin to develop a plan. And by Tuesday, I need you to have that plan together.
Okay.
And that's how you're going to move forward, because you're doing everything right and you're moving in the right direction. You need to go back. You need to go and apologize to your mom. Tell her you're sorry. Tell her you love her. And you know she's only trying to give you the best. She's giving you her love. And you thank her for her wisdom. Your mother is more open than you give her credit for being. She's more open than you give her credit. But no mother wants to sit back and watch their child suffer.
That is true.
So listen to her. She's a very, very wise woman. She's in a different school of thought, but she's a very wise woman. And you chose her to be your mother for those experiences. And let her know you will never disrespect her again. You apologize. Yeah? It's not that serious. It's not that serious to lose a mother over. Trust me. Nothing is that serious.
No, it's not. It's not.
It's not. She's not. She's not a real crazy mama. We got some crazy mamas out there, but your mama ain't one of them crazy mamas. She ain't real crazy. She just a little cray cray. She ain't real cray cray.
Yes.
She's just a little cray-cray, and she just really wants the best for you. So, you know, recognize that. I know it can be frustrating, but once you start to move yourself forward and things start to come, then you can have the confidence to be able to move, and your mother is going to support anything. She may tell you she never likes your decision, but she will support you, and that's what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to make her get in your world, because that's not fair to her.
No, it just felt like she's making me get into her world.
Of course, you know, that's what we do. That's what we do as mothers. That's what we do. We do that. We do. We guilty of that as mothers. We are. We do that.
Oh, goodness. Well,
we do that.
It's good to know that I'm on the right track, I hope, and I do believe
I am. See, wait. We can't be saying we hope.
Oh, I know better. Okay.
There you go.
I know better.
You go. That's right. Your mama ain't telling you she hope if you come to church. Your mama said, I know if you come back to church. See, you got to get like her. That's all she's telling you. You better get like her, girl.
Mm-hmm.
You better know what you're doing. You better know what you're doing. All right?
Okay. I have one more question.
Well, we got about 17 seconds. 17 seconds to go. I know. So we'll have to catch that next time. Peace and love to all of you guys out there. Much love to all of you guys out there. And it was a great chat and chill tonight. We just chilling tonight. That's it. It was good speaking with all of you, as always, having you here live in the remix. The chat room was live, as y'all keep it every single time. I want to just send love out to all of you out there. Think about those F's I told you that you need to start doing this week. And don't forget to download. Don't forget to download this show as well as all of the remix shows. To download if you like it over on Facebook, like it on Twitter, like it right here. Much love to everybody. Much love to all of you out there. See you next week live in the remix. I want to hear from you. Questionforblue@gmail.com. Peace and love to everyone out there. Much love, warm spirit, and we're out of here. It's just been an amazing damn weekend this weekend. It's just been a lovely weekend. I've just loved every minute of it. And don't worry, we're going to do more of the Pump It or Dump It. And if you didn't hear that show on Friday, I encourage you to go back, because me and Esther had a ball along with the Remix family. She was getting it in. Saturday was the Soul Sister Workshop, and it was amazing. Love to all of my beautiful, loving sisters out there, and as well as all of you in the Remix family who come every week and support. I love you all. Have a wonderful, amazing week, and I will be speaking with you soon. peace and love.